This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a bald man with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
We did tell the guy we'd do it in the 8 o'clock hour. He could listen to everybody's response.
Yeah, I felt like giving some help.
I do have to correct it as I go because there is some, not misspellings, but something such as.
You're that person.
You can always email us, theriseguys@aol.com, and you can feel free to call in and help this feller out. 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone line. You can also text that same number. I like calls, but if you want to text, you can. That's
do
fine.
What you want. Same number.
Hey, Rise Guys, first off, I've listened for 10-plus years, and I enjoy the show very much. It's one of the bright spots of my day. First off, God.
Like, I feel better already.
But that's like, I want you to do more.
I
appreciate the compliment, but gosh.
I want to enjoy being a bright spot for a little bit.
I know, but that it's touching, but at the same time, like, God.
Yeah, it tugs at you. It's like the ones that say, when you guys aren't there, I don't know what to do.
I know Matt Man, misspelled by the way, M-A-T-M-A-N, like Batman. No. Two T's. I know Matt Man is going to say, I wish that I would call in, but I can't because I'm afraid PPL, no one writes people anymore, it's all PPL, would recognize my voice. I told a friend and he kind of busted my ass about this. Here goes. I love my wife. Oh boy, when you start off with that.
Here it comes.
It's like when you see the bumper sticker. You cheated.
Or yeah, same Facebook account.
You cheated. I love my wife. I love my wife. We have been married for 4 years and no kids. Yes, she is my best friend. We are close and tell each other everything, except I've not told her this.
Oh, who's going to tell us?
She has started going to the bathroom in front of me.
What?
And I don't mean what you think.
Like they'd be in the store and then she'd just go?
That's what I was thinking, right? It's like she just dropped trowel right there at the Walmart. It's not what you think. We have a master bath where you walk into the bathroom and walk through to go to the closet. I had one just like that, and that was bothersome.
Especially if you have guests.
It messes up the breezeway, too. If you're in the shower, you got like a warm, foggy, humidity-filled room, and somebody opens that door, and it all whisks out, and you get out, and your nipples are rock hard, and you cut glass. I hated it. We have a master bath where you can walk into the bathroom and then walk through into the closet. And if I'm in there dressing or taking a shower, She has started coming in there, going number two while I'm in the room.
Oh, no.
The first time I went, ah, and she says, they don't smell, which is usually true, but it takes all elements of her being sexual to me when I am in the shower thinking things are about to go down, and all I hear is, aren't. What do you think? A-R-R-R-R-R-N-T. What would you say? Aren't. Sounding like a trumpet in there. No, it doesn't stink, but I feel like we have another bathroom downstairs. Why not go down there instead of doing it right in front of me? And before anyone asks, no, she does not have any health implications that cause her to go to the bathroom a lot. How do I tell her that this bothers me without... I have to reword this real hard. Sounding like a complete wuss, and she doesn't think feminine things about him. God, people are awful in these emails.
Feminine things.
Like, you better hope that the government's not reading your emails, what you just called yourself. Anyway, he's anonymous. So the picture painted is they're so close, which...
I mean, at this point, too close.
There's just stuff that you, everything doesn't have to be together. I think that's something that can end up biting you in the ass down the road, where you've never shared, you've never had anyone to talk to outside of that person. And then so that, you stay in that one realm. You also don't have any friends. That means there's got to be equal balance with that, you know?
Yeah.
Chances are, what I've noticed, the women will have more friends than the men. And the men will then become friends with those ladies' husbands. And then if the relationship ends, you'll never see those guys again.
That's the Mulaney joke. He's like, you don't have friends. Your wife has friends who have husbands.
Yes. Very true.
You can't dump everything on each other, you know, like a better term.
I get your pun.
Like, you can't do it. You have to have those outside people that this is going to come back and bite him, just like you said, because it's going to be a bone of contention. When they argue, it's like, well, I don't like you, you know, taking a dump in front of me.
Yeah, and maybe not even like the door open or anything, but, you know.
Plus, that is a relationship killer. Any kind of intimacy or privacy when that's gone, where you literally have no privacy, nothing's left to. I'm not saying you wonder about your partner, you know, going to the bathroom or not, but when you leave nothing to the imagination or. Like, stuff you don't even think about. Like, when that's all lumped in and thrown in there, there's nothing.
And isn't it odd that it would, like, if you just asked me about that, I would say, oh, it's probably the opposite. Like, women probably complain more about dudes coming in doing something like that. Because it would be more the guy. Like, she's, I don't want to say wearing the pants, because both, you know, men and women both wear pants now. Usually, you can't even say that anymore. Women wear the pants. I've never seen Kamala wearing pants. I mean, wearing a dress.
God, I don't think I have either.
Uh-uh. So whatever.
You ever seen Fitterman wear a suit, though? It works both ways.
You know what? It's rare to see you not wearing shorts, so you can't say anything about him.
You know what?
You're Fatterman.
I got shorts on.
I know.
Yeah, like, it's...
I do want to say the phone numbers, though, because we are pageless today. That means the voice of the women... Y'all love when I say that, the voice of that one gender. And, like, are Fatboy and I wrong? Because, you know, if you're that close, does it really matter? And then, you know, this text right here, I got to clean this one up too. And that's fine. I don't mind doing it. Basically saying sex is so intimate. So you're, like, there completely naked, vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. Why would you care about that?
You know, that plays into the whole, there's a lot to do with this.
I think that's it. What he's saying, though. He's like, if I'm taking a shower and I think we're about to go to Pound Town, and then I hear she's in there on the toilet. It's mind over matter.
There are a lot of points. I mean, there are a lot of questions with this to come back to. That being a big part of it, what you just mentioned, the sex part of it. Like that, the way they... go together and they don't go together.
Yeah.
It's just you. There's no boundaries. When a boundary is blurred, it blurs other boundaries, if that makes sense. I can explain it, but.
No, I think this one right here sums it up. So are you guys saying that if you. I don't know if I can read this or not.
You got to read it.
It's on you, though, if it needs to be dumped.
Is it something that's got to, well, okay.
It's basically saying if you're being intimate right now and she broke wind on you, do you keep going? Is that kid glovey enough?
That was pretty kid glovey. I like that. That was a nice recovery.
Sorry, blinking rocks.
That's where it blurs the other boundaries. If this is already going on over here.
Okay, let's put it in this way. Let's say, could you have think of the best sex you've ever had in your life with the hottest guy or the hottest girl, whatever your choosing is, but you're in the seediest, nasty, stinkinest hotel. It's right. It's all the elements combined. And some of you go, say, dude, I don't care. I can do it anywhere.
There's no way.
Bull crap.
Such a liar.
I had one throw up on me one time a week. You're gross. Quit texting in. I'm banning you right now.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I will just say, hey, where should we go? Who should we talk to first?
Let's go to Michael.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Well, hello.
Hello there. How you doing?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. We're just sitting here playing a little tunk during the commercial break.
Oh, yeah. Playing some Boo-Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, play away.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I am sitting at my mom's work, waiting on her to get here.
Oh, hang on, what?
Huh?
Are you her boss, man?
No, I'm just waiting for her to get here because she opens the door up and I just hang out with her first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
What a sweet child.
Well, it's... Apparently, I'm not allowed to be without supervision.
You sound all right to me.
I think so, too.
What does that mean, if you want to say? I'm just very, very starkly confused.
I'm sorry.
No,
I have a bad brain injury.
Okay. That's cool.
And some other injuries.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's nice. You go and wait with her in the morning.
Cool.
Can you say what happened?
Yeah, I was hit by 2 18-wheelers while I was at work.
Goodness.
Oh, my God.
While I was at work.
Two?
Two of them. First one was doing 35. Second one was doing 72 when it T-boned up the truck I was in.
Did you work DOT or anything?
I worked for a construction company. I don't want to say the name of the construction company.
Sure.
Probably forget.
Man. God. What? You spoiling that woman rotten. Going in and hanging out with her. Was she giving you some of her paycheck or?
Oh, no.
No, okay. You're a good son.
I'm still getting workers' comp, so I'm still. Oh, okay.
Man, I got a question, and I'm not trying to be a dick.
Did you see Jesus? Is that what you're going to ask him?
No.
I was. Oh, okay.
Like, will you remember?
What?
Oh. Yeah, hang on to my question.
No, I interceded your question. You ask your question, and then we'll get back to him seeing Jesus.
Are you going to remember this conversation later? That we even talked.
Yeah, because it's so important to me that we're talking right now.
Okay, I didn't know if you had like the memory loss of.
No, I do. I have.
Well, sadly, like Fat Boy will forget it. That's just the way he is. He has no feelings.
Well, I mean, yesterday is pretty much gone, and from yesterday to like 12 years before yesterday is all gone.
No, man.
So
that's
it creates amnesia.
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, like I don't remember it at all.
But you clinically died, is that right? Like medically?
Yeah, when they found me, I wasn't here.
What'd you
say? And then on the way to the hospital,
yeah,
I died a second time. And then at the hospital, apparently it was a third time.
So are you going like in and out of your body when you come back?
Yeah, like what was that? What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd that feel like?
Well, for the most part, the first time, it put me in a third person perspective for the rest of the other two times.
Did you go to the light?
His name's not Carol Ann.
No, I was forced to where I couldn't move. I was just in a stationary position, just watching myself.
I've heard that happening. Yeah. Like that's why people know what the doctors say.
Did you lift up? Like, was there going up, or were you just still there, like watch, like you said, watching yourself being worked on?
I was still there all three times, watching myself.
Oh wow!
And I mean, even after I was brought back the first time, I didn't disappear. And I was like, am I going up north or am I going?
Like, wait a minute, you saw yourself talking or like you said when you came back, you didn't enter your body again. So
right.
what was going on? This is riveting right now.
It really is.
Like, what did they do to me, or...
Well, so you said it was weird because you didn't go back in your body, but you saw yourself. So, was the body that you were watching talking, or what made you realize that you had already, you'd come back, but not fully, I guess is the way I'm trying to word that.
Because I seen the heart monitor thing start beeping.
Yeah.
I watched them pull me out of the pickup truck that I was in.
What? Did you see anybody that had passed already that you knew? Like a relative?
No, I just remember there was somebody that was there watching me, but I don't know. I don't remember any part of that.
So when you say it was a person, like, I'm not, whatever the word I'm looking for here, making fun or patronizing or whatever. I have so many questions. But so you said somebody else was watching. Did you feel that energy or did you see a figure or?
I seen a figure.
Oh, wow.
It was an all blacked out figure. I don't know if it was a spirit. I have no idea.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying it was Jesus. I just said Jesus.
Wow. Like, what are the long-term effects that, imagine a lot of medicine you're on, and well, you said you can't remember.
Yeah, I take, I only take 4 medicines.
Oh, wow.
Five. Yeah.
Man, you got, God, see, man. You got purpose. the Lord brought you back. And, I mean, for real, think about that. Like,
I always make it as a joke. I always turn into a joke. God said, strike three, you're out.
See, that's good, man. That's good.
Because I died three times.
Yeah.
It's a charm.
So I always said, God said, strike three, you're out. Yeah. Go back down there.
Well,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me be the first to say welcome back and stay around, okay? Yes, you call any time, my friend.
3 years ago.
You call any time and tell your mom we said hey, not in a derogatory way. Just tell her we said hello.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, I said hey.
Ah.
Oh, she's right there. Yeah. She came to work.
She finally got to work.
She's sitting in the car next to me now.
Oh, okay.
She's listening to the radio now.
Oh, fantastic. What's mom's name?
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Connie.
All right.
Miss C. Hey.
Mama. I always call her Mama Sue.
Mama Sue. Oh, very good. I miss that ice cream. There's Aunt Sue. All right. God bless you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Y'all as well.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Enjoy the radio.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good morning. My gosh. Was that like, so I wonder, what?
I just like you said, enjoy the radio. Like, okay.
Enjoy the radio.
I can't, but I hope you can.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook argument, screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. As always, anonymously, of course.
Anonymously.
Appreciate you selling that, Hogan, by the way.
To the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid. Woo!
This is Facebook fussing. This is lengthy.
Really is.
Mm. It's good, it's big, it's long.
So, let's get into it, shall we? And we shall.
We shall.
Scene number one. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. Playing the role of Hawaii Leonard will be Mattman. Playing the role of Fat Finley will be Fat Boy.
Lord.
And playing the role of Luke Mallwalker will also be Mattman.
No typecasting.
And action.
Fat Finley leaves a 3-star review for the CV blank on Blank Bridge Road, and it somehow got into it. He algorithm and feeds with the 3-star review. Fat Finley said this:
I would give you 0 stars if I could, but I wouldn't get my discount probably, and also you would probably stick my pills up under your hind end. Drive-through took 25 minutes. I turned truck off to save gas, and I almost froze my marbles off. Also, this location never has strawberry Gatorade.
Mm.
Aloha, Fat Finley.
Oh, hey, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, I can see I'm not missing anything in Blankville. That location sucked coconuts when we were there.
Mm.
I'm 88 years old.
What TF?
Oh, we got a live one here. You interrupted me. I was going to say more.
Listen, Luke Mallwalker. No one interrupted you. This doesn't work that way.
LOL. What's wrong with this old ding-dong?
Did you mean ding-dong?
I did. Ah, what's a ding-dong? Grr. My great niece works there, and I will tell you they serve many people for their prescriptions. That small radius of a town, these kids there, they work very hard and they try to keep up. Keep that in mind, eh? God bless you.
Yeah, okay, bot.
This stupid bot.
Luke Mallwalker, you're a bot hired by CV Blank to fight bad reviews.
Stupid dumb bothole. I'm not, and you know what, Fat Finley and Hawaii Leonard? Most people 88 years old wouldn't know what a bot is. And I am not that. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents. God bless you.
I didn't ask, old man. Stay the hell off my review, Or I'll catch up there and, or I'll call up there, excuse me, whatever, and get your damned nice fired.
LOL, you meant niece, not nice, because I bet she's not nice, LOL.
Shut the hell up, Hawaii Leonard.
Well, that wouldn't be a very nice thing to do, nor would I advise that.
Oh, really? Just what the hell are you going to do about it? You're 88.
You old fart.
Luke Mallwalker posted a picture of himself wearing a Vietnam veteran hat alongside another picture of him back from the 1960s.
Apologies to you, Mr. Luke Mallwalker. Thank you for your service.
Oh, shut up, Hawaii. You don't know this old man.
Hey, blink my ass, dude. My dad was a Marine.
That doesn't give him the right to get on my review and critique my review. Besides, Luke, you're 88. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Luke Mockwalker posts a picture of a pistol laying on the table.
Dude, that's a threat. You basically just said you're going to shoot me.
No, that's not a gun. That's a lighter shaped like a gun.
Oh, so what's that mean? You're going to light my cigarette for me?
No, it means if you get my grandniece in trouble at work, I'll burn your blank damn house down.
And see.
Jesus. Took a turn there, Luke.
Took a turn. Thank you for your service, Luke Mallwalker.
Thank you for your service. Please don't kill anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Dumb butthole.
Hawaii Leonard, how are you?
Hello to everyone in the chat. And for those of you not in the chat, you'll be able to watch this live video. Or it won't be live then, but you'll be able to see the video of this later.
It's going
to
have cool little, what do you call them?
Graphics.
Yeah.
Moving
yeah,
like things.
That. Subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles.
Mm-hmm. Of the cool stuff.
All right. Scene number two, Facebook fussing on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Scene two, playing the role of trying to bang is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Fallujah is Matt Man. Playing the role of Butterball is Paige. And playing the role of Eric Von Kevin is Fat Boy. And action.
So-and-so post a selfie of her standing in front of a full-length mirror. She's wearing a flannel shirt, tied in a knot at the waist, complete with skimpy blue jeans, shorts, and Western cowboy boots. Oh, yeah, she's also wearing a cowboy hat that she is tipping toward the camera with the following caption.
I'm actually thankful for the people that said no to me. It's because of them that I learned to do it by my damn self.
Where'd the rest of your britches go?
Mama TF, is you doing?
You're thankful for the people that told you no, trying to bang? Did I read that damn right?
Yeppers.
Were you asking them to cut them Daisy Dukes up for you?
No, wait a damn minute. You better not be the new blue jeans I got you for Christmas.
Butterball, kiss my ass.
Well, hell, both of your chinks is hanging out, so I wouldn't be so hard to...
So they are the jeans I got you, huh? Trying to bang,
No, mama damn. They are not the jeans you got me for the holidays.
I didn't give them to you for the holidays. They was for Christmas. So let's get that straight right now. Thumbs up, Muji.
Yes, Christmas. But no, these ain't them.
Well, good then. Now go sew the legs off your blue jeans back on. You look like a you-know-what.
I know what she looks like.
Well, I don't know you, but... You... But don't you go being mean to my daughter, or you can get stepping, buddy, LOL.
Trying to bang. I know you still live with your mom, but she's your Facebook protector, too. Dude, just stop, because you ain't getting this.
Yeah, dude, just stop. You're bare-assing yourself.
LOL.
Don't you LO me, you loser. You responded to me, bucko.
Mama, just stop responding, damn.
No, I want to hear what this dumb F's going to say to me back, huh?
Trying to bang your mom is funny as hell.
Look, this is crazy. I'm going to delete this post and report it because I really like the pic and, or excuse me, repost it. I ain't going to report myself. Hang on now.
Hang on now.
I really like the pic and the message, though. So, guys, I'm going to repost it, but please don't comment.
I know this doesn't count to me, girl. You talking to Butterball and this German bomber fellow. Not your mama.
No, you too, mama. Just like it. You ain't got to be commenting on top of them.
I'm just wondering, trying to bang, when you became a cattle girl with the hat and the boots and all, when was this decision made? Because I like it.
I go through phases. Doesn't everybody?
If by phases you mean rods, then yeah. You go through them.
Don't be sexualizing my daughter.
Mama!
No, you better not try that, trying to bang. I don't care if you're a cowgirl or if you're dating outside your race. But I like I done told you before, we want to be treated like we're pieces of the meat.
Okay, so I'm hitting the delete button, okay?
This is out of control. I'm out of here. You're bad, though. Trying to bang. I give you that. Peach emoji. Be fire emoji.
I've done one to both of you. She's a woman. She's a strong woman. She does not need to sit here and watch grown men judge her body.
You're all Fallujah. I'm with Butterball. I apologize, I guess. You should be proud. Your daughter is a BB.
WTF is a BB. Some gross, cruel slang word to further sexualize my daughter?
Not at all. BB stands for Butterball Booty. It means really, really hot, and she's got some fat riddies, too.
You about to watch your damn mouth on here. We done now. You dead.
You can't even see my front, but thank you, though. You sweet.
Oh, look, I'm sorry for the typo. I hit the R instead of the T when I said fat, you know.
Yeah, we get it. Dude, stop. Besides that, how damn old are you anyway?
72 years young.
And you're on here commenting on a damn 25-year-old's Facebook page? Like, are you for real?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, all I know is that if she's a butter booty or whatever you said, then she get it from her damn mama.
Insane. Butter booty.
I turned that woman into a Jamaican there at the end.
I mean, look, mine wasn't even German at all.
It drifted. Oh, was it supposed to be? I thought you were supposed to be Sean Connery.
I was. That's what it.
When it sounded good, though.
When I was,
it sounded like kinda... you sounded like Sean Connery on SNL's Trebek.
Yeah.
When I was practicing last night, that's what it kind of turned into.
It was good.
I love it. You didn't
break Butterball
booty. You didn't break character though.
The Butterball booty. That's how it started. I'm like, that's kind of.
Did you Butterball booty? Somebody to Eric Von Kevin.
It was kind of like a sexy accent in the beginning, and then it went south.
I turned into Miss Cleo there at the end.
Hey,
my dad, mama. I see it in the cards.
Oh, my goodness.
What you just heard was real. Did Eric Von Kevin ever wrestle Griff Kenny Jr.? What a great question.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to look that up. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, many of them sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course. So the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss In.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
People think I'm like full of crap when I say it, when they say, hey, you remember the other day when you were saying this? And I'm going to be like,
no.
No. And it's not like, oh, to borrow one of Paige's catchphrases, I'm so busy. It's not that. It's just you get in here and have a four-hour conversation that's separated by commercials and stuff. Like, not that I don't really, you know, put a lot of thought into what I'm saying, but it's so fast and 20 hours a week of just talking that I don't remember.
It's
a lot. Someone's on hold who said that I said I had questions for them, but I don't remember what the questions were now.
And it might refresh you, it might not. This is the tow truck driver from the FOF line.
The tow truck driver from the FOF line. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for your service.
not a problem. I actually enjoy what I do. Love it.
Good. I mean, that's a big part of life is enjoying and loving your job. I'm trying to remember what questions I would have had for you. I just remember lamenting on hot times when my car was getting repoed and they let me get my daughter's car seat out. I do remember saying that. I can't remember what any kind of...
I think I remember what a question might have been.
What?
Because he said that, you know, people assume they're just going to ride with him when he tows the truck. So I think you were thinking, like, how does that conversation happen? Do they just hop in
either
the
truck? That or you were going to ask me about, like, that time when I said in the call about that semi-truck daggum near taking my head off while I was on the side of the road strapping a car down.
You know what? It could have been that. And just speaking very, very loosely here, one of my mom's friend's husbands, that's how he passed away, is he was on the side of the road.
He got hit?
As a tow truck driver.
Oh.
Ever in...
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry to hear that, bud.
Oh, it's been years. I mean, thank you, though. I mean, sure. It's not like a fresh thing, but, like, thank you. But, like, you're absolutely right with that, though. I mean, with these, you know, people watching out for you doing that. God, it was something else better than that, though. I can't remember
it's
what it was.
It's pretty good, though. Like, is that something that happens all the time? You have a lot of close calls?
Man, more times than I can count, like that semi, and I'll make it long story short. I had my back turned, and I was strapping down this car in the middle of the road. It was down in Duncan, and I heard the semi coming, and I turned around and looked up, trying to make eye contact with him to get him to move over. When I looked up at him, he was looking down into his truck.
Oh, God.
And the way he was coming, he was only like 6-7 inches away from getting to my truck. So I literally jumped over my lift, like, you know, action movie jump and roll over my lift to get out of the way. And as I'm jumping over, I could feel the force of the wind from his truck, from how fast he was going and how close, come against my legs. Like, Jesus. If I didn't jump over, that'd have been it for me right there.
Oh, wow. Good thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Man, I'm sorry. I wish I could think. I mean, those things are fine. I just can't remember what it was. I remember in the moment thinking, God, I got a good question for a tow truck. Oh, this might not be it, but this just popped in my head, too. Let's say you don't do repos, right? You only do towing.
Yeah, the company I work for, they quit doing repos, but we do impounds. But as far as like a finance company calling us, hey, they missed a payment, go pick it up.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Boy, like, why not? Did something happen?
Or violence.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you because I just started with this company a few months ago. But I used to do repos up in Morgantown, West Virginia, where WVU is.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun with them college kids, I'll tell you that.
You didn't get coal miners long, did you?
Say that again?
You didn't get coal miners long, did you?
Coal miners long?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I've heard about this a lot. These repo guys in these college towns, when they're illegally parked, even on the side of the road, they'll scoop them up real quick, and that's like a couple hundred bucks. Like, they're just
Oh, yeah. Like, if they are parallel parked and you're in one of these snatch trucks that you can control the lift from the side of the truck.
Is that like Bang Bus? Bang Bus and snatch truck.
That's a good bang.
I'm just being silly.
But you could just, like, some cars, you could just pick them up right underneath in the middle and pull it out. Tires will roll and get that angle for you. Drop it down, pull up, back up to the front, snatch it out there. Take it out.
Hmm. God, you get to steal cars for a living. That's kind of cool.
I like that.
Or used to.
Now
well,
he just...
no, I mean, I still do the impounds, you know.
Yeah.
Complex or trailer park, they're parked illegally or it's abandoned or something like that.
You could tow someone's trailer home away?
Say that again?
Could you tow a house like a trailer?
He's got coal miners here. Can you tow someone's home away like a trailer?
No, you can, not like an actual trailer. Okay. No, but they do have attachments for snatch trucks for you to take around like RVs and campers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a fifth wheel attachment.
God bless.
Like, you can't take it if somebody's in it, right? Like, it's literally kidnapping, but they ain't going to let you take it too, so I don't know how you work that out.
I mean, it comes down to the legal situation, you know what I mean? It just all depends on it, but...
You ever about to tow somebody and the woman offers you oral favors so you won't? Have you ever been offered sexual favors to not tow a car?
Well, yeah. I mean, they ain't got the money to pay that drop fee up there in West Virginia. Them college chicks, they didn't mind.
Well,
dang.
They didn't mind. Listen to him.
But you have integrity with your business. You never did anything like that, and I know that.
I plead the fifth.
You don't have to answer that.
You sound like Mark Furman. All right. Thank you, anonymous tow truck driver. Call the FOF line anytime, and this not line too.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wonderful. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, brother.
See you.
You're right, though, man. It's those, look, we talk a lot. It's those fleeting comments that get you from one thought to the next that sometimes people will hang on, like, what were you going to say? Like, Party man, Dan will do that. Like, he'll message me a lot saying, what were you going to say? I'm like, I don't know, Dan. Don't know, buddy.
Yeah.
Probably that's, something genius, but don't
that's,
know.
That's probably not true. But no, it's you just can hear and you go 90 miles an hour. I'm now going right back to like thinking about that. I want to say his name right. His name was Eddie Mills, was the guy that was my mom's friend's husband who was a tow truck driver, and that's how he died. I was like, well, I should say his name. He was a good dude.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, like, God, y'all, just be careful. I know that. Be careful.
Let them live. Let them drive.
Right, there's a cone out there for a reason. It's not a target.
Yeah.
Just move.
I know. All right.
I would rather you risk your own life in a car than a
risk
tow truck
my?
Driver's.
Oh, yeah. I see. All right.
Okay.
We will.
Thank you for
He's
that,
defenseless.
Boy.
You're already in the car. You at least have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, God, be careful.
I mean, he told you had to jump over like an action movie. So
I know. I would have been hit.
Right,
we would have been hit.
I'd have broke the truck.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.